In a world, four friends, one mission, to bring freedom to everyone involved.
Dude, what the fuck are you doing?
Doing a thing for the podcast.
Did you say the name?
Fine. It's the Freedom Friends Podcast.
Ding dang. It was a real high stakes tournament in an opium den. Yeah. Not the kind of guys you want to lose to.
Mm. Not the kind of guys who like to lose. Worked me over pretty good.
I think it's time.
Yeah?
I think we're live.
Oh, it's Thursday. Sitting in a half circle, sticks in hands, drinks on the table. Johnny boy, what are we about to do?
We're going
to
fucking masturbate, boys.
You damn right. It is time for a Freedom Friends Master Debate. For us, the four degens that you know and love as the Freedom Friends, we discuss world problems and issues.
Or that you didn't even know existed.
We often create them.
But then we solve them.
Yeah. One topic at a time.
Maybe.
If this problem existed, this is how I'd fix it.
Yeah. If you were a pirate.
Or a ninja.
Or a ninja. Or, you know, whatever.
You know what we should do for a TikTok? We should clip out every single time I said we're about to masturbate, boys, and then just do like a 2 minute video of just that.
Just a super cut.
I know a guy that can make that happen.
Yeah. Did you get 3 minute permission?
Because I think I've only said
it. John actually went TikTok viral.
But I think I've said that 104 times at least this so far.
Well, I mean, how many masturbates have we had?
Well, it's been like 2 years.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
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 That's a lot.
Super debate. We're about to masturbate. We're about to masturbate. We're about to masturbate.
Fucking masturbate, boys.
You got to put a B to it.
Right?
Oh, no. Oh.
Like create a TikTok.
That's one of those TikTok producers gets a hold of it and turns it into a fucking trap song.
Yes.
Masturbate, my masturbate. Masturbate, my masturbate. Holy fuck. Do we got a debate topic?
Drop the bait.
Masturbate.
Songs to bait to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we have a fucking
debate topic? Sitting here talking about
Wait for it. Justin, do we have a debate topic this week?
All right, boys.
And all is right in the world.
I don't know about that, but so this one actually isn't really made up. It's a pretty wide discussed topic, but I wanted to know what y'all's thoughts are on across the board legalizing all drugs.
Charlie Sheen.
Tiger Blood.
I'll start off. It's probably the smartest thing the U.S. could do.
Yeah.
Because then people who bought drugs could buy non-tainted drugs. And
so you're saying regulated.
They could be regulated. Yep. They could be taxed. The problem is it'll never happen because somebody's son or daughter died from drugs. They're going to freak out when they say to legalize them. If you're a political person and you say we should do this, you're going to get crucified. So it'll never happen, but it should.
On my drive last week, I was listening to CNN and they had this doctor on there talking about opioid overdoses.
Yeah.
And what they can do in this foundation she works with and all this kind of stuff. And she goes, I have firsthand knowledge because both of my sons overdosed. They were accidental overdoses.
Right.
But I brought them back 3 times. And like, I fought with myself on how I should feel about this because half of me was like, well, I'm glad there's Narcan. I'm glad there's things that, you know, whatever. And
wait, did you say brought them back 3 times?
Yes. But then the other half of me was like, bitch, your kids have massive fucking problems and you ignored them.
So they had an accidental overdose 3 times?
Yeah, 3 times she brought them back. But the last time, you know what? She didn't. Like,
Mikey has a gun collection.
Yep.
If Mikey shot himself 3 times accidentally, I'm going to go take Mikey's guns away.
Right.
My cold dead hands.
Three separate times he was like
self-inflicted hands.
He's accidentally shot himself again. Yeah. I'm gonna be like, I don't know.
The first two times I'll give you a pass.
I know four people that have accidentally shot themselves. None of them have done it twice.
Yes, true.
We've had guests on this show that have lost pieces due to accidentally shoot themselves, and they've only done it the once.
Back to the drug thing. I was listening to Joe Rogan the other day, and they kind of had a similar topic. And he put it like Joe Rogan does very well, right? He said, you know,
we don't need drugs. We just need DMT.
Well, he said, we drink whiskey, right? We pour a fucking shot of whiskey. We know what the whiskey's going to do. I can regulate how much whiskey I drink.
Yeah.
Which is where Bottled and Bond actually came from. Right. It's fucking,
you know, and he was talking about the three comedians that died because they did cocaine that had fucking fentanyl in it and killed them.
Wow.
Yep. Right. So, I mean, I don't know. Like,
no, I'm with you. I think if you're going to have a controlled substance, and let's face it, that's what it is, right? Alcohol, tobacco, drugs, whatever. They're all controlled substances.
Yeah.
It's just the level of control changes.
Well, it's the uncontrolled substances.
Well, it's still a controlled substance. The problem is that it's controlled to the point of you have zero access. So then the people that want access are going through routes where you have absolutely no standard.
Yeah,
but just
you're relying on a guy.
So
you're relying on a guy to make you drugs in his bathtub.
Right. Like, well, but this comes down it comes down to the abortion debate.
I was about to say the same shit.
This is the same concept.
They're going to who need abortions, they're going to find them.
Right. Yeah. Like, making abortions illegal or punishable by life in prison and all that kind of stuff isn't going to do anything other than bring back fucking kitchen table coat hanger abortions.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to get rid of abortions.
Abortion clinics in Mexico are about to have a whole lot of money.
You're just going to make unsafe abortions. And it's what we saw with the whole, when they started reclassifying drugs, which happened, I think, in the 60s, right? When we got the whole schedule.
The schedule,
so you
one
had schedule
through four.
One through four and all that kind of stuff.
That was shortly before the global war on drugs.
Right.
Thanks, Nancy.
So we had the schedule that came out, and that turned like weed into fucking
Schedule
one narcotic and shit like that.
Which
right?
is hilarious
so,
to me.
Yeah. So look, are there some drugs out there that are fucking awful? Yeah. Like crystal meth is fucking terrible. Yeah, like, it's a terrible fucking drug.
There's certain drugs you shouldn't try just for the sake of trying.
But I think, do you know what the difference
is? But I do think what ends up happening is that if you take the stuff that could be regulated, and it's like, look, am I going to encourage you to do it? No. But if you're going to do it, at least let's get stuff where it's not going to fucking kill you. Make all of that available.
Or at least, you know the amount it'll take to kill you.
Well, so
right. Like, but then the drugstore made up shit like crystal meth and all that kind of stuff, I think all just goes away. Because the fact of the matter is that a junkie is going to be a junkie. They're either an illegal junkie or they're a legal junkie. Like, we made alcohol illegal in this country.
Right.
Yeah. We went dry, and it wasn't for like a year. Like, it was a chunk of time.
Yeah.
And all it did was prohibition did nothing but birth organized crime.
And NASCAR.
It's in NASCAR. That's what we got.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. We got NASCAR.
Hell yeah, brother.
We got NASCAR and the mob. That's all prohibition did. Yeah. So nothing good came of this, like, at all.
So the fucking government, they like to take a drug and they just change it on a chemical level by like one fucking aspiration and call it something else and regulate it. For instance, crystal meth. Meth heads are gross when they do it illegally, but you have college kids doing fucking Adderall all over the fucking world.
Well, you're talking about amphetamines.
And Adderall is literally one chemical issue away from fucking being crystal meth.
It also depends.
It
also depends on what you are. So like, if you're ADHD and take Adderall, you'll mellow.
Yeah.
If you're like us, with naturally firing brains and take Adderall,
numbers.
Then you can like stay up for 2 days.
I will tell you this much. I took a half an Adderall during a final one time.
Laser focus.
Bro.
Yeah.
There is something to that shit. Well, I wrote like an 8-page paper in like an hour.
This is a country that up through the 30s literally used to prescribe cocaine for focus.
Cocaine used to be one of the main ingredients in Coca-Cola.
Well, that's where it gets its name.
Yeah.
That's so, how they keep their customers.
Hey, man, it worked. Right? Hey, Germany. Who won that Pepsi war?
Yeah.
Germany almost took over the world on cocaine. Yeah. So
I think if everything gets legalized, it'll be a self-correcting problem.
Yeah,
it'll
100%.
Take years. It will literally take probably 3 to 5 years minimum.
Yeah.
But it'll be a self-correcting problem.
That's nothing. Three years is nothing.
But no. The people that want to abuse it are the people that are already doing it.
Yep.
There's no stopping. It's like, I'm gonna create a law to stop somebody from killing another human being. Oh, wait, they're already on the books and it doesn't fucking work.
Right.
The people that are going to do it are just going to fucking do it anyways. You know?
No, so, 100%. Like, so, I'm telling you right now, if you made fucking whatever, if you made Molly legal tomorrow.
Which it used to be. MDMA was originally legal.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you made it legal tomorrow, I'm not going to go use it.
Yeah.
Do you know who's going to use it?
People who are already
the
using
people
it.
That are already fucking using
it. Oh, just kidding. Like,
but that's going to be the deal. It's not going to be like, oh, now you can go down to Planet K and buy MDMA. Oh, shit. Guess I'm going to Planet K. No. The people that already use are going to be the ones using it. All you're going to get is tax revenue and an ability to actually regulate it.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to see an uptick in some deaths?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it became more available. But
did it really?
Are we really losing anybody you give a fuck about?
So here's
that's the moral question.
Here's where my libertarian fucking mindset comes into play.
What, that we lost a junkie? Nobody gives a fuck about losing a junkie.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
Because I believe in Darwinism.
Yeah.
100%. Like, but take the fucking labels off.
Nobody
and
likes junkies.
Let's see how it is.
I literally saw one of those central fire pit things at a restaurant that had a sign on the front that said, caution, fire may be hot. First off, if you have cold fire, I want to see this shit. Just for science, I want to see how the fuck this works. Secondly, if you have to be told that fire's fucking hot, let them touch it.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need those people.
If you're older than 3, you should know better.
And even if you're 3, you're a quick learner.
Yeah, you're a quick learner.
Real fucking quick.
Yeah. I grabbed a fucking curling iron when I was 3 years old. Guess what I haven't done since?
Never.
Although I'm married to a woman that just still hasn't figured out the shit that's on the stove is fucking hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, look. Oh, that's great.
Still hasn't figured this shit out.
It is we just need another camera just on Caitlin.
So I'm a firm believer that liberty shouldn't be fucking stifled, right? If you want to go out and do fucking drugs, I don't give a fuck what you do. It's not affecting me. As long as it's not affecting me, my family, my property, I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
It's when it does, that's when I give a shit about. Like, I have a serious issue. Narcan is a great example. I have a serious issue with our tax dollars paying to keep junkies alive. There's a documentary on Netflix.
Yeah.
I had to watch it in school. And I remember when she signed
us. Netflix in school?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just graduated college a couple years ago, man. So when I was, she assigned us to
you
watch
kids
this.
Kids these days.
Right. She assigned us to watch this, this documentary. And as she's giving the assignment out, she looks at me and she goes, I'm real curious to hear your opinion on this. And I'm like, oh, here we go. Right. And sure as fuck, it was about this sheriff's officer out in New Jersey. Who is fucking given...
Okay, first off, nobody gives a fuck about Jersey.
Well, of course, but like 100% agree.
Let's just
but
start
she,
there.
She has given an inordinate amount of fucking Narcans out to like fucking these junkies. Some of these guys have gotten 30 and 40 fucking Narcans.
Wow.
And it's like, she's like, we'll just keep giving them to them. I have a fucking serious issue with that. Two reasons. One, my tax dollars shouldn't be fucking taking care of junkies. Darwin should be fucking right 100% of the time.
And secondly, we shouldn't be saving anybody in Jersey.
Well, that's kind of junkies, Jersey, kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
All right. So, and then two,
GTO,
I hate
man.
The idea.
GTO.
I hate the idea that there's a monopoly on fucking EpiPens and my children can't get a fucking EpiPen some years because, you know, this fucking one company makes them and they're not fucking making enough. Whereas Narcan is readily available to every fucking junkie on the planet.
What's bullshit is actually seeing the markup on EpiPens.
Yes. Oh, it's fucking horseshit. Because
it tastes like
$2
Tricare.
Yeah.
To produce EpiPens.
And it's like a $500 fucking joint.
Oh, no, they're like $800 and something.
I get them for free, so.
Yeah, they're like $800 and something.
Thanks, military retirement.
I literally saw a TikTok the other day that said that epinephrine is required for lambs. Like when new lambs are born, they require epinephrine to handle something with their whatever. So if you go to like a livestock vet and say, I own lambs and they're about to whelp these lambs or whatever, they will give you epinephrine dosage. It costs you like $80 for 5 dosages, and it's the same cartridge that fits in an EpiPen.
Really?
So you can just reload your EpiPen.
Noted. Mikey's about to have a farm.
because epinephrine, and it's the same dosage
yeah.
that's I in an EpiPen this. Is what's needed for a lamb.
I question this because I don't think that the lambs in other countries, Afghanistan, get the they still live. Like
the epinephrine that's given to the lambs in the United States block out the natural thought processes of them getting fucked by Afghani and Iraqi men.
So it's more of a mental stabilization.
Yeah. Type.
Got it.
And yeah. over there, they're just getting raped all the time yeah. by dudes. So,
yeah, it, I can't remember what it was, but it was something about it has to do with our livestock protocols here, too, on like making food worthy animals and USDA blah, 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 blah. Shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was something with that, it stifles some natural histamine that's in them or whatever, but it's the same dosage amount. And it's like, so you can get 5 doses for $80 or you can spend $800 for 1 EpiPen for a human.
But you can go, but if you're a junkie, you get all the fucking Narcan you want.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's fucking bullshit to me.
Well, I've been in countries where you can buy EpiPens over the counter.
What happens? I get a question. What happens if you don't do drugs and you do Narcan?
I don't know.
Well, it's essentially just a dumbed down version. Essentially,
the only thing that Narcan does is it counteracts all the effects of an opioid.
So if you weren't on opioids, it would just make you...
It causes the same inhibitor profile. So what opioid does is it bonds with...
Your receptors.
Your receptors.
Okay. And it inhibits
Narcan
that
does
bond.
The same thing and essentially stops the withdrawal symptom that can kill you.
Oh.
So that's what Narcan does.
So could you just be a junkie on Narcan?
Yeah.
So essentially what it does is it auto cleans you and then people just go shoot up again.
Hmm. Yeah. Like, oh, fuck, that was wild. Yeah. I'm going to go do it again.
Great.
Yeah. No, I'm a firm believer.
But on the debate side, I'm with him. Hey, fucking legalize the shit. Yeah. Let the pool clean itself out and then tax the fuck out of it.
I'm a firm believer. Who the fuck am I to tell somebody else what they can or can't do with their lives? And who the fuck is the government to tell the citizens of that country what they can and can't do within reason?
It's the same reason I'm pro-choice, dude. It's the same reason I'm a pro-choice guy. It's the same reason I'm fucking pro-fucking legalization of drugs. Yeah. It's the same reason that I'm anti-fucking forcing a vaccine down someone's throat.
I can't say that Mikey... I'm not any of those. I'm a pro-liberty guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I can't say that I'm pro-choice. I can't say that.
I'm pro...
But I'm pro...
I'm pro. It's none of my fucking business.
Don't take my liberties away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't take other people's liberties away.
I'm pro you're an adult and you can make your own choices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you can't make your own choices, then you're going to make the bad ones and have to suffer with your own consequences.
Yes.
Yeah.
And... That's the part that I think this country is getting away from is people don't believe that they have to face the consequences that are based on the actions that they do or the choices and decisions that they make. I'm going to make this decision to do X, knowing that Y is going to be my consequence, but I don't feel like I should have to have that consequence.
Right. No, we've gotten to the point in this country where it's not... I don't believe in my consequences. It's I don't agree with your decisions, so you should have to suffer consequences.
Right.
Yeah.
But I like my decisions, and my decisions shouldn't have to have consequences.
Yeah.
And that's where we've gotten. We've gotten to the point of people don't get to just decide who they are and what they want to do. It's if it differs from my way of life, then you have to be wrong. So you need all the consequences.
Yeah.
But I don't need any of mine. You're everybody decided
too,
to get
polarized.
We've gotten super selective over what's cool and what's not. And it's like, how about generally speaking, everybody's decisions are fucked up and they have to deal with their fucking decisions.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't have anything to fucking do with you.
Yeah, mind your fucking business.
Then just shut the fuck up. Like,
Karen,
like when
go
you
back
said,
to your fucking HOA and leave everybody alone.
I'm pro-choice or whatever. I'm pro-choice with an asterisk. And the reason I say that is that I'm pro-choice, but I think that we have to take that choice to the next level. Like, the whole, like, a woman's body is her choice. She should be able to do what she wants with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. I agree. In the cases of like rape, pedophilia, incest, those situations, a woman's body is her right. She should be able to do what she wants with it. But in the cases of like relationships,
yeah,
things like that. And now two people went into this decision. This is an action. And now the woman being able to make a decision solo without right. consulting the other consenting adult, that's no longer pro-choice because you've taken
choice
somebody's
away.
Choice away.
I agree.
So I am pro-choice, but I am pro-choice with situational awareness of what's going on. And I think that that's only fair.
No, don't get me wrong. I don't think that fucking the chick who's incapable of keeping her fucking legs closed, goes back for a fucking fifth abortion, should be allowed to do that. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that people standing outside of a fucking clinic with a bunch of pictures of dead babies in front of a fucking 18-year-old girl who's making the hardest decision of her life.
But to be honest with you, yeah. that chick that's like, decided that's that she's okay going to fucking throw shit around like she's the ice cream man, if those dudes don't want it either, fucking go make your call. Like, it's your body. Do your thing.
Yeah, I get it.
Now, the stories that you hear about the married couple that conceives and he's all about being a dad and she's not, so she goes and she fucking pulls the trigger and he got no call in it.
That's a problem.
That's fucked. Like, you shouldn't be allowed to do that. Like, but that's not the way this works.
So.
But, and I'm that way with the drug situation, too.
So,
if you want to go and tank your fucking life, then, you know what? You deal with the fucking consequences of your actions. Now, you break into my house to steal my shit to pay for your drug addiction, and I fucking plug you? Well, you know what? I'm not the one that decided I needed to fucking snort my life away. That's not my fucking problem.
The thing that I don't get when it comes down to the drugs is... And I personally, I've heard it, is, well, I didn't know what it was going to do to me.
Bullshit. We've all seen the fucking, this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs, man. They've been pushing it for us
and
forever.
That's the thing, is that we love that excuse. And it was 1922,
it makes
and somebody
sense.
Goes like, but it's just a little bit of China white, man. It's just going to pick you up. And you weren't aware of how instantly addictive
age,
that shit is. But information's too available
in
now.
Today's age,
you don't get to play ignorant.
It's not even about the information, the actual facts. It's just about the stigma that is around it. You know what I mean? Like, you can mention crystal meth to anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody. And they're going to be like, yeah, I do crystal meth. They're going to be like, what the fuck? Whether they know what it is or not, they could have absolutely zero exposure to any type, anything that relates to it in any physical way, shape, or form. And you say, yeah, I do crystal meth. They're going to be like, oh, bro, what the fuck? You do crystal meth? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
not a good choice.
You can't say, oh, I didn't know what it was going to do to me. Like, and then I got addicted.
Sorry,
I just
Your
kept
Honor.
Fucking doing it.
I didn't know it was going to do that.
Yeah. No, that's not how it works.
I think that's the, like,
but then there's some stuff like cocaine.
Do you remember the zombie dude?
Look at how much money was around in the 80s.
Oh, my God.
And fucking everybody was on cocaine.
Look at fucking Pablo Escobar.
And we got so much shit done in this country, and fucking everybody was on powder. Like, there's certain situations where it's like, fucking, you know, maybe not so many iced coffees and maybe just a bump at 10 and 2. Like, you may have
fucking... maybe it'll solve the obesity issue in America.
I'm just saying. Like, we didn't have near as many fat people in the 80s.
No,
like,
literally. They banned drugs. They fucking allowed sugar just to run rampant,
right.
Which it should be the opposite. Drugs should be legal
rampant.
And sugar should be fucking a fucking scheduled drug.
Rampant, buddy.
Rampant.
What did I say?
Vamp it.
I don't know what vamp it is.
That's not even a word.
Sorry, I got excited.
Yeah. When was the last time you bumped? Are you?
Scott drug tests me, like, once a week just to see what I'm doing and not sharing.
Like, yeah. I've never done cocaine. I've never done it.
It's a hell of a drug.
I've never touched it. Yeah, that's, I'm sure. According to the original Super Freak, yeah. I've never done it. I sold the fuck out of it back in the day. Yeah. You know, it paid mom's bills for a while.
I have a lot of respect for you, sir, for not getting high on your own supply.
Easy advice, dog.
Do you know that adrenaline level where literally you could thread a needle from 100 meters with dental floss?
You can do anything.
Do you know
you're
that?
You're 10 foot tall and bulletproof.
I know you've had that adrenaline level.
Yeah, when I'm getting shot at.
Right. But we're literally where everything becomes
lasers.
Right.
Yeah.
What do they call it? The flow?
Yeah. Flow state. That's if you're not ripping fucking like train rails, like if you're like controlling like line or like bump level, it's that all the time.
No.
Beyond that, yeah, you can start like fucking smelling numbers.
Like it's, chew your own face off.
Yeah, like.
But, it's like that dude who fucking like I was gonna mention the guy who
caffeine
did the
does the same thing.
The guy who did like, the fucking bath salts that ate the dude's face. That's the one yeah. time that I could understand if somebody was like, I didn't know it was gonna do that.
I have a question on
but the first time.
How do you take bath salts?
You snort them.
Is that what it is? You're snorting?
I don't fucking know.
No, it's smoke.
Where'd you learn that one? Drug school?
Smoke it. Yeah. Okay.
So I want to know the first guy who decided, I'm going to smoke bath salts?
Now, well, it's like, not. Now bath salts is not like what you're thinking, like your wife has that little jar next to your tub at home.
Then why do they call
That's
it
what
bath
I thought
salts?
It was.
It's not that.
What is it?
It's a drugstore makeup like crystal meth. So it's a bunch of it's
mind
a,
blowing.
I'm 39 years old and I'm learning today.
Yeah,
yes. Bath salts aren't the shit that you put in the tub to make it smell good.
That's what I thought it was.
That's not what bath salts are. So
what
bath
the
salts
fuck?
Bath salts are essentially it's a homemade amphetamine.
But you know
that's
what? This proves my point.
Like if I season my if I season my steak with bath salts,
do you know
salts,
why? It's because you would have never gone. I think I want to try bath salts.
I could go buy it at CVS and then get fucking royally fucked. And I'm like, you know what? That's not a good idea. I'm personally not going to make a choice to do that. Even though I have no idea what the fuck it is or where it comes from or what it actually is.
Right.
I'm still not going to fucking do it because I don't know, maybe have a little, just a tiny
Scott,
bit of
light. Scott's going to go get some of that peppermint Dr. fucking yeah, Scholl's. Yeah,
okay, right. Hey, I got a question.
Like, what about a bath bomb?
Back to bath salts.
So I can just go down to Lush at the mall and just get fucking wrecked?
Like, fucking ripping lines
I have a question. If bath salts aren't actually bath salts, who the fuck is a bath salt dealer?
And see,
Mary Kay.
And if you ever
be like an Avon,
and if you ever find yourself
am I
in
be
the
an
position
for asking around for a bath salt dealer, hey man, I want some bath salts. What motherfucker are you like?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's all weird.
First off, it's not Florida, so you're not going to find them.
Dave,
and secondly,
when you're in Florida for the RCPT, I'm going to need you to bring back some bath salts,
and not the fucking shit you buy at Walmart. Apparently, I don't know. Yeah.
Lush or nothing.
Dude, I honestly fucking had no idea until you just blew
my mind.
Because bath salts are literally Epsom salt with like fucking soap in it.
Yeah, I have like, Epsom salt in my house and there's no way I'm smoking or snorting it.
Fuck no.
Which isn't going to do anything other than you're just like, I think I dehydrated my lungs.
Yeah.
Like,
this hurts a lot. Yeah.
So yeah, that's not what bath salts are.
Okay. All right.
Bath salts are the equivalent to like, to the same concept of crystal meth.
I'd go Google, but I remember the last time I Googled something Jazz told me.
Yeah.
My fucking wish.com ads. Oh, God.
A slap.
If any of you out there in podcast land could tell me what a slap is, I'm fucking still trying to figure it out.
I think it's funny. Jazz made up a term and like we've racked our brains on it for over a year.
I can tell you right now, I did not make it up. That is not one of mine.
Somebody made it up.
It's not even on Urban Dictionary.
It's not real.
Made it up.
It's not real.
Flo Condon Edge is mine.
All
that's
words
100%
are made up.
Mine.
That's a made up word. All words are made up.
It's fucking.
Fuck, he's got me there.
I think what we've landed on is fucking legalize it all and let it be chlorine in the fucking gene pool.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Fucking, yeah. I mean, Oregon did it. Oregon, you can go fucking. We can go to Oregon right now and get shrooms and shit like in the street.
I don't actually have a problem with that.
I'm like, fine with it.
Whatever.
Like,
you can do it in Amsterdam too. You know what I never saw in Amsterdam?
A junkie.
You know what else died. I never saw in Amsterdam? Somebody that fucking OD'd on the streets.
Really?
Yeah.
Not once.
Seriously,
and I spent a good amount of time in Amsterdam.
Legalize,
I spent 3.5 years in Europe.
Legalize all the shit that's
Amsterdam
naturally available.
Yeah.
Like cocaine comes from the coca plant. Shrooms and shit just grow. Like if nature spit it out. Fuck, knock yourself
out. I want some legal DMT. I want to try that shit.
Fucking peyote and shit.
Dude, I've still not tried DMT. No.
I'm in. Let me know.
Yeah, I want to try
it. I'm pretty sure that Joe Rogan is single-handedly the largest DMT dealer that's ever existed.
He's definitely the biggest pusher. Yeah.
That's like, he probably that's hasn't like, profited on it.
But. That's like, I will die on the hill that Obama was the number one gun seller.
Yeah.
Ever, that it ever existed. Yeah. Obama sold more guns than anybody else.
Because he was in office when Hillary ran.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fucking Obama sold.
Hillary, I saw,
Obama
I owned
sold
a gun store at the
more
time.
Guns.
When Hillary was running, we saw a lot of gun sales.
Obama sold more guns than anybody ever.
And who was his Secretary of State?
Yeah.
Hillary.
That motherfucker sold more guns.
Yeah. And Biden gave more away.
Yeah. Not even to the right people.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I think he takes the cake on that. Oh, I know. Something billion.
It's like, yeah, value. I think about all the times I had to police call the desert because somebody lost their MVGs. And yes. I'm like, fuck you, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Not anymore. Somebody, what's funny is they have all that gear, and what they're realizing right about now is, shit, this all takes specialty fucking parts and tools to work on any of this shit. Yeah.
You know, like, the thing that irks me about all that is, I guarantee you 100% of the vehicles that are over there have some sort of a tracker that's in them, whether it's a Blue 4 tracker or something.
It would we be might really have pulled smart. The BFTs out before we left.
No. Yeah, it would have been really smart to keep those trackers in there.
And then start striking.
And give it about a week.
Yeah.
And then turn on the fucking screen and be like, here's our targets, boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like it.
But we're talking about a military that is currently ran by a dude that can't figure out, well, anything.
I saw a picture of a military color guard holding a gay pride flag.
They ran a gay pride flag over the embassy in Afghanistan.
Why would a military color guard carry a non-departmental flag?
That's what I don't understand. I don't care that it was a gay pride flag. It shouldn't be a flag that's carried.
I would be concerned, come and take it flag. I would be
you
concerned
don't see
with
that,
any though. Flag like, within that color guard that was not the U.S. flag and then the branch of service flags.
Yeah.
Because
that's
all that should be there.
Or a unit flag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. What? Yeah, it could have been come and take it. It could have been.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It could have been
is.
Don't tread on me. It could have, like, don't give a fuck. It's the branch flags and the U.S. flag. That's it. That's all that should be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, fuck, boys. I think we're going to bring this one to a close.
Legalize them.
Legalize it.
Yeah, fucking do it.
Give everybody drugs.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Bath salts for everyone.
Bath salts for everybody. Darwin was right. Fuck it.
Lush.com. You can be delivered.
It. There you go. There you go. It's a pyramid scheme. Like Orange Theory Fitness.
See, we need a camera on her again.
Like, share, subscribe, smash all those buttons. Tell your mom.
Tell your friend.
Tell your fucking mom's friend. Scott.
Warfighter has a new code.
Warfighter does have a new code. That's right. And it is
FTFO.
As in freedom the fuck on. So, yes. Use that code FTFO over at warfightertobacco.com. Show yourself that fucking sweet.
God.
Fucking sweet, sweet. 15% off. And also,
gotta let it rest.
Hit up owellness.us for your CBD needs. Use that code FreedomFriends25. Squeeze off a quarter off your order over there. God damn it, boys. I'm gonna raise my glass. Say thank you for being my freedom friends.
Oh, mine's fucking.
Can I just say it's good to see you, boys?
It is.
It's fucking good to see you.
Throw me a little shot. There we go.
Sharon's Karen.
Sharon's Karen. Cheers, boys.
Karen's Sharon?
Yep. She is Karen Sharon Bassalt.
Well, until next time, fucking three little things.
Antsy weensy things.
Yeah. John?
Smoke on.
Mikey?
Drink on.
God damn it, boys.
Freedom the fuck on.
See you next time.